morning, everyone. It's so good to see you here. Today is our Baptist Women's Day, and we're just taking over. Guys, just sit back. I hope you enjoy it. And just everybody's welcome. So good to see you. We'll now have a prayer.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day and all the blessings that you bring to us. We thank you for your love, for looking after us, keeping us safe, our families and friends. Pray, Lord, that you bless our church in its entirety. I pray you bless the ladies today. Whatever is said and done, we pray it be your will and for your glory. We thank you for so many things, Lord, that you give us. Your mercy, your grace, and just loving us when we're unlovable people. And I just pray that we will have a will in our hearts, Lord, that we might witness to those who don't know you, Lord, and let them know what they need today. These things we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Okay, now we're going to start out by singing our first song, Would You Bless Our Homes and Families? So let's stand together and we're singing verses 1 and 3 of the song. If you want to turn in your hymnals, it is 507, or of course, I'm sure Jeff has it for us.
Let's try to tell you something.
Oh, it's okay. We can do our books. If you just want to get your books while Jeff's working on us. That's fine. Yeah. 507, 1 and 3.
Thank you. Jen, and once again, welcome to Baptist Women's Day. We do have a special speaker this morning in our 10 o'clock hour, and I'm excited to hear her. She's always full of good information and such a loving person. She's so sweet. But so Rosina will be bringing the message to us during this hour. Let's see, there'll be no evening services this evening, and we'll have our regular Wednesday night Bible study at 6:30. And if you haven't been coming, we really have a good time, and we learn a lot. It's very informal and very informative as well, so if you can, come out and join us. Let's see, adult choir practice, we'll have another practice on the 26th. Not this Wednesday night, but the next Wednesday night. And also, if you need to update your phone numbers or addresses for the, just for the church information, emails, addresses, phone numbers, whatever, or if you want to be added to the phone tree, let Jeff know. The other information can go to Brenda so we can get everything updated on that. Let's see, what else? Have I covered everything, Jeff? Well, besides, I mean, all the announcements. Okay. So we'll go to our prayer list now. I know there's, you know, our list is pretty long. Just looking over this. Are there any updates or any additions or praise reports? Anybody we need to add? And Janice this morning.
She's in Tennessee with Jeff.
Oh, okay.
Let's keep remembering Brother Jim. Has fish coming, Brother Jim.
Oh, okay. That's right. That's right. My name is on the prayer list. I'm doing much better. You know, so I can be taken off. Let's see, who else? And y'all, just because we take people off this list does not mean that we're not supposed to pray for them, because we continue to pray for each other. Lionel?
Take my name off as well. I'm much better.
Good. Okay. Lionel and Tamara, both are doing better. Anybody else? Anybody else? Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
Dale. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to be here today. Lord, we just ask that you bless our nation and that help our leaders follow your rules and your laws. Give them wisdom and strength to uphold this nation. And the other ones. Lord, we ask for those that are on the prayer list, those that are sick, those that weren't mentioned, those that have lost. Lord, thank you for the ability to be here today. We're so blessed that we can attend. Lord, we ask all these things in your holy and precious name. Amen.
So, we have a beautiful women's choir this morning. We thank you all, from our youngest to our oldest. We are so grateful for every member We chose a familiar, but it says a lot. I'll tell the world that I'm a Christian. So if you want to sing along with us, feel free. But we're excited about our ladies up here this morning. This is beautiful. Amen. Sang it other times, so it's going to be familiar, and it's going to be familiar for many of you, whether you've heard us sing it here. I'm sure you've heard it on Joy FM or some of our favorite contemporary Christian songs. It's Amazing Grace, Those Chains Are Broken.
I just love it when the speaker comes out to speak. He's just jogging on in, you know. I wanted to do that this morning, but I left my walker in the car. Don't you just love it on Sunday morning when you drive up to the church, hear the chimes?
Amen.
I do. When I step in the back door and hear laughter coming down the hall, it's like a beehive buzzing all around, everybody greeting each other. I see handshakes, hugs, smiles. But just think, it's been a whole week since we've seen each other. We've got to catch up, right? Was it a good week? Was it a bad week? How are you today? Okay, I'm glad you're okay back there. And ladies, this being our Baptist Women's Day, always know you are special to all here at Barbie's Grove. Amen. And I thank each of you for your support this past year and our wings, ladies. I can hardly believe it's been a year since last year. Sometimes people wonder what goes on, what you might say, behind closed doors. Well, today, I'd like to tell you what the wings did last year. We gave ourselves a name, Wings, Women in God's Service. And to all of our ladies, that makes All of you are wings. You may not get to the meetings, which you can't always, but you're still one of our wings, and thank you for your support. Our year goes from September to September. So this was our 23-24 year. We began in October with a widower's luncheon. Ladies and men of the church made us a delicious meal. In December, Miss Tamara, thank you, Miss Tamara, she put together the most beautiful shut-in bags for all of our shut-in ladies in the nursing homes and for the in-homes. Our wings group helped complete these bags and distribute them to each. December was our church-wide Christmas dinner with bingo after the meal. I think everybody liked that. Also in December, the men did their annual Boston butt sale, and their dollars went to different places of their choice. And the women helped selling tickets. I got the Atta Girl Award this year. And helping on pickup day. And they were so generous to share their profits with us. Thanks, guys. And our wings, in turn, donated $500 to the disaster relief for the Helena floods. And later on, we donated $500 to the Children's Baptist Home. Isn't that awesome? In February, our Baptist Women's Day, we had donuts and juice for all before Sunday school. We also have a lady from the pregnancy center that came and spoke, and we donated money-filled baby bottles like we turned in last week for the center from the congregation. I believe that was $538, is that right? This year, we've set a goal for $600. Don't know what we've got yet, though. Thank you. Thank you, Tonda, for doing that. May was Mother's Day when we honored the oldest and the youngest mother with a gift. Miss Eva Ann was our oldest or youngest. And Hannah, again, was just a wee baby, Hannah, with a new baby back there. And the men of the church honored all the women with a beautiful red carnation. June was Father's Day, and we had donuts and juice for all. Also at the service, our wings ladies gave all the men in the church a scripture pen and a Mr. Good Bar. You can't go wrong with a Good Bar, right? That's one of my faves. August was our 143rd homecoming with good fellowship and good food. Wow. What a year it was. What will this year bring? Is everyone happy this morning? I'm seeing smiles all around. Did you know that it takes 13 facial muscles to smile and around 50 to frown? I didn't know all of this. So a little story. It's really touched my heart this week. I was at Walmart a few days ago, and the cashier lady, she had the most beautiful smile. She was ringing me up. Well, I heard the bagger girl standing behind her was the most stone-faced little girl I've ever seen. I declare, I believe she had all 50 of those muscles going. But anyway, you know, it just broke my heart. That child, when she bagged, it reminds you of a robot, you know, like that, putting stuff in the bags. I just wanted to give her a hug so bad. So going out, I said, God, just touch her heart and help her. Though I didn't know her sadness, he did. Excuse me. I wish I weren't so tender-hearted. Back to smiles. I just had to tell that. It touched my heart. So, wow, 50-something face muscles to frown. There's a sad smile, a shy smile, embarrassed smile, and so forth. But my fave is the Duchenne smile, the most genuine of them all. And I see Pastor Jim, when he smiles, the Duchenne smile starts at your mouth, goes up to the corner of your eyes, your eyes wrinkle up, and we have crow's feet. But hey, I like my crow's feet. And it just makes your whole face light. And his face, it just lights up when he smiles like that. So keep on smiling, everybody. Looks good on you. Some of you were here a few Sundays ago when Justin Keplinger spoke. He said he was a bit nervous. Now, he did a really great job to be nervous. So I've been anxious about this Sunday for a while. I tell myself, girl, you got this. But it changes when you get up here. Everybody's looking at you. And everything's quiet. Everything's waiting. Everybody's waiting. Each year we've been having a guest speaker. But with the scheduling, this year we didn't get one. On a regular Sunday, we would have Pastor Ed to preach. Being that we don't have a speaker, it was my duty as a women's leader to fill that place. And when talking with a friend for ideas, she comes up with a smart idea. Why don't you make a speech? Me make a speech? I have never talked more than 2 minutes at a time in front of the public. So, guys, this is my first one. Forgive me if I mess up. What to do? What to do? Google has an answer. The answer for everything. And I'm probably the only one in here that don't know this. Google's not a person answering my questions. It's neither a male or a female. It's just a company name. But I need help when I do. I can just go and I get answers. Doesn't matter who answers me, so I get the right answers. And so here, Google says, start your speech with a personal, you know, going on in your life. So, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the day that I ever want. And that's, I forgot the words. I knew I'd been singing them all morning. Should have tried again. You guys know the words. Anyway, with my thoughts and the Google thoughts and sleepless nights, talked with Jesus. I talked. He listened. The words happy and happiness stuck in my brain. Knowing that I'm not a professional speaker or preacher, but now were my husband here, he might disagree with me on that. So I chose happiness to speak on. What do you understand as the term happiness? So here I did a little survey. Many of these were so alike that I put them together as such. Happiness is peace, joy, and contentment in our hearts, knowing God walks with us every day and knowing that I have a home in heaven. Having good friends and being loved by them. Having a church family that we love and look forward to seeing each and every Sunday. Happiness is family gatherings with good food, laughter, and just being with each other and going places and seeing all of God's creations. And knowing who you are in Christ Jesus. If you know who you are, you will definitely be happy. Great answers, right? How can one be happy in a true way? For different people, it will have different meanings. Some people find happiness in earning money and being wealthy, while others find happiness by being compassionate, with acts of kindness, love, mercy, and empathy, by feeling their hurt in your heart, as I did in Walmart that day with the other person. I see this often in our WINGS meeting also. Others may find peace of mind and unity with God in their true happiness. True happiness comes from deep inside our hearts. Although we do feel that material things can make us happy, but is that true happiness? A person who is wealthy may or may not be happy. However, a person who is happy is wealthy. Happiness is a positive attitude towards life that we believe that whatever happens is for good. So how to be happy? No one can make us happy. We are responsible for our own happiness. It's our choice, our choice. True happiness comes when we realize to be happy, we must be grateful to God for all He's given us. We should be happy for our precious gift of life, the gift of a newborn baby just overflows my heart with happiness. We don't always have to be happy to have the big things to be happy. As for me, I'm so happy for small things. Like a French fry my little guy brings me, he's already taken a bite from. Or a whisper says, "I love you, Grammy." Or an unexpected hug for one of my children as they're just walking by. They'll just stop and hug me. Don't say anything. Just go on. That just makes your heart. Small things make for happy hearts. We should be grateful and happy for our eyes to see God's breathtaking artwork in His sunrises and sunsets. They are magical. They're ever changing. No two are ever the same. They make my days happy to begin and end. Sometimes I don't sleep well, so I just get up, go out to my front porch with my cell phone, looking for the moon in all of its beauty. These past few weeks, the moon is just, it's just like it's just almost right here on Earth. The closest I've ever seen it. I'm pretty sure I saw the man in the moon smile at me a couple times. It seems like the whole world is asleep when I'm out there, which is me and the silence of God. And God's breath in the cool breeze, letting me know that I'm safe and loved in His care always. Happiness is our choice. It adds to the beauty of a person. Don't you just love to be around happy people? It can be very contagious. Isn't that awesome? A Bible definition says, happiness is a state of joy or pleasure that can be experienced by both God and people. It's a favor from God that is unchanging and can triumph over earthly sorrows. God calls us to find happiness in Him. And in closing, I thank you. And from the Good News Testament, Psalm 37:4, I'd like to read, "Seek your happiness in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desire. Thank you all.
Screen or 230 in your hymnal. Stand with me. And thank you, Miss Rosina, for those beautiful words of happiness.
What page is this? 230.
Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.